I am not criticizing General Dien. I don't know whether it's true that he demanded more troops and more support and allowed himself to be overruled by the Sky Marshal-in-Chief or not, nor was it any of my business. Furthermore, I doubt if some of the smart second-guessers know all the facts. What I do know is that the general dropped with us and commanded us on the ground, and when the situation became impossible, he personally led the diversionary attack that allowed quite a few of us, including me, to be retrieved, and in so doing, bought his farm. He's radioactive degree on Clendathu, and it's much too late to court-martial him, so why talk about it? I do have one comment to make to any armchair strategist who has never made a drop. Yes, I agree that the bug's planet possibly could have been plastered with H-bombs until it was surfaced with radioactive glass, but would that have won the war? The bugs are not like us. The pseudo-arachnids aren't even like spiders. They are arthropods who happen to look like a madman's conception of a giant, intelligent spider, but their organization, psychological and economic, is more like that of ants or termites. They are communal entities, the ultimate dictatorship of the hive. Blasting the surface of their planet would have killed soldiers and workers. It would not have killed the brain caste and the queens. I doubt if anybody can be certain that even a direct hit with a burrowing H-rocket would kill a queen. We don't know how far down they are. Nor am I anxious to find out. None of the boys who went down those holes came up again. So, suppose we did ruin the productive surface of Clendathu. They still would have ships and colonies and other planets, same as we have, and their HQ is still intact. So, unless they surrender, the war isn't over. We didn't have Nova bombs at that time. We couldn't crack Clendathu open. If they absorbed the punishment and didn't surrender, the war was still on. If they can surrender, their soldiers can't. Their workers can't fight, and you can waste a lot of time and ammo shooting up workers who wouldn't say boo. And their soldier caste can't surrender. But don't make the mistake of thinking that the bugs are just stupid insects because they look the way they do and don't know how to surrender. Their warriors are smart, skilled, and aggressive, smarter than you are, by the only universal rule, if the bug shoots first. You can burn off one leg, two legs, three legs, and he just keeps on coming. Burn off four on one side, and he topples over, but keeps on shooting. You have to spot the nerve case and get it, whereupon he will trot right on past you, shooting at nothing, until he crashes into a wall or something.